Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. If you want to say to play tennis in Spanish, it's jugar al tenis. Jugar al tenis, to play tennis. And many of the sports are very similar to English. So jugar al rugby, to play rugby. How do you think you would say to play football? Jugar al fútbol. Jugar al fútbol. Now, for our more advanced subscribers who may be thinking that this is all a bit too basic, then hang in there because we're just getting the vocabulary to use as our vehicle to learn how to say used to in different contexts. Okay, and we want to make this accessible to all learners. So, jugar al tenis, jugar al fútbol. To play tennis, to play football. The word for with is con. Con. With. Con. How would you say to play tennis with Maria? What's that? To play tennis with Maria. Jugar al tenis con Maria. Jugar al tenis con Maria. How would you say to play football with Carmen? To play football with Carmen, what would that be? Jugar al fútbol con Carmen. Jugar al fútbol con Carmen. Okay, if we want to say, I used to, we can use I used to as solía, solía for I used to, solía. So, I used to. So, how would you say, I used to play tennis with Maria? I used to play tennis with Maria. What would that be? Solía jugar al tenis con María. Solía jugar al tenis con María. Now, don't bail out now thinking you've learned how to say used to, because there's a catch which we'll see later. Okay, so solía jugar al tenis con María. I used to play tennis with Maria. How about I used to play football with Pablo? What would that be? I used to play football with Pablo. Solía jugar al fútbol con Pablo. Solía jugar al fútbol con Pablo. Now, another way of saying this used to in English, we often use would. And would, as well as the used to, gives the idea of it's something that I, something of a habit, something I tended to do in the past. So, for example, on Tuesdays, I would get up early to play tennis with Maria. On Tuesdays, I used to get up early to play tennis with Maria. So we often use that would in the same way. That doesn't happen in Spanish, by the way, but you'll see later why I'm introduced in this idea. So I used to do something, or I would do something, solía, solía. If you want to say we used to, it's very simple, it's solíamos. Solíamos. The mos is always the we version in Spanish. So, solíamos, we used to. So, how would you say, we used to play tennis with Maria? We used to play tennis with Maria. What would that be? Solíamos jugar al tenis con María. Solíamos jugar al tenis con María. If you want to say every day in Spanish, they actually say all the days. All the days. Todos los días. Todos los días is all the days. But of course, we would say every day. Todos los días. How would you say, I would play football every day? As in, I used to play football every day. What would that be? solía jugar al fútbol todos los días. Solía jugar al fútbol todos los días. How about we used to play tennis with Pablo every day? We used to play tennis with Pablo every day. Or if we are using would, we'd say we would play tennis with Pablo every day. What would that be? Solíamos jugar al tenis con Pablo todos los días. Solíamos jugar al tenis con Pablo todos los días. Okay? If you want to say to go to the beach, we say ir a la playa. Ir a la playa. So ir, to go, IR, and then a la playa, to the beach. Ir a la playa, to go to the beach. How would you say we used to go to the beach every day? What would that be? Or using would, it could be we would go to the beach every day. We used to go to the beach every day. What would that be? Solíamos ir a la playa todos los días. Solíamos ir a la playa todos los días. How about I used to go to the beach with Maria every day? Solía ir a la playa con María todos los días. So, ir a la playa, to go to the beach. What would it be for just to go to Madrid? What would that be? To go to Madrid. Ir a Madrid. Ir a Madrid. How would you say we used to go to Madrid every day? What would that be? Solíamos ir a Madrid todos los días. Solíamos ir a Madrid todos los días. So, we used to go to Madrid every day, or we would go to Madrid every day. I don't know, when I was little, whatever it might be. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes the complete beginner, or the near beginner, right up to a conversational level of Spanish, in a series of really easy to follow steps. So, solía, I used to, or I would do something in the past, or solíamos, we used to, or we would do something in the past. Now, all these examples that we've seen and that we've practiced so far refer to some kind of habit or repeated behavior in the past. So it's something that we would do every day, something that we used to do every day, something that we would do in the morning, something that we would do every month. But the idea is that it's a kind of a repeated, it's a habit. And that's why we can use would as a kind of substitute for used to, because would has that idea as well of we would get up early and go to the beach on a Saturday. We used to get up early and go to the beach on a Saturday. It's the idea of something that you usually did, a bit of a habit, okay? But used to in English is also used when it's not a habit. So, for example, I used to have a dog, but obviously I didn't anymore. Now, there's no way we could talk about that as being a habit. I used to have a dog. It's not something that's kind of repeated. And in that case, we wouldn't be able to use the word would there. We wouldn't say, when I was little, I would have a dog, because that would suggest that kind of every week or every so often you would have another dog, which obviously is not what we mean. We mean, I had a dog and now I don't. So we could also, another example would be, I used to live in Spain. We couldn't say that when I was little I would live in Spain, because I used to live in Spain doesn't have that kind of meaning of used to. It's not the meaning of a habit, it's the meaning of this is what used to happen, but not anymore. Okay, so we're talking about two different kind of used to's in English, and Spanish needs to reflect that. So, solía and solíamos for the would type habit type used to. So, in every day I used to do this. In the mornings we would get up, we used to do that. So that's solía. But when it's I used to have a dog, I used to live in Spain, I used to work in the city, all of those types of used to are not habits and they need a different version of used to in Spanish. So what would that be? Well, let's say we want to communicate, I used to play tennis, but now I don't. So not, I would play tennis every day, but something I used to do and now I don't. And we wouldn't use would for that. So, I used to play tennis. Antes jugaba al tenis. Antes jugaba al tenis. So literally, before I used to play tennis. And if you look at jugar, to play, it's become jugaba. That's called the imperfect tense. And you can see it's quite easy to make. We've just got ABBA at the end there. ABBA, think of the pop group ABBA. ABBA, jugaba. So jugaba al tenis, I played tennis with the imperfect. And we need to put the antes before, because that just clarifies that it's something I used to do before and now I don't. Because the imperfect, the jugaba type tense, isn't only used to talk about used to. It's not a direct translation of used to. So we need the antes, the before, to clarify that it used to happen and now it doesn't. So antes jugaba al tenis. I used to play tennis. How about I used to play football? What would that be? I used to play football, but now I don't. Antes jugaba al fútbol. Antes jugaba al fútbol. How about I used to play with Pablo? So, for example, when I was a kid, I used to do that. I don't anymore. I used to play with Pablo. What would that be? Antes jugaba con Pablo. Antes jugaba con Pablo. I used to play with Pablo. So, antes jugaba. I used to play. If you want to say, we used to play. Remember before with solíamos, we said that the mos gives the we bit. So, jugábamos. Jugábamos is the we version. So, how would you say, we used to play rugby? But now we don't. Antes jugábamos al rugby. Antes jugábamos al rugby. So always remember the antes, making it clear we used to, but not anymore. How about we used to play tennis? We used to play tennis. What would that be? Antes jugábamos al tenis. Antes jugábamos al tenis. The word for to work is trabajar. Trabajar. How would you say, I used to work? Well, doesn't make that much sense at the moment, but let's keep it short for the moment. I used to work. What would that be? Antes trabajaba. Antes trabajaba. How about I used to work in Madrid? I used to work in Madrid. And in is just en, E-N-N. So what is it? I used to work in Madrid. Antes trabajaba en Madrid. Antes trabajaba en Madrid. So there you're communicating. Perhaps you're in a new job somewhere else, chatting to somebody, and they're talking about Madrid maybe, and you say, ah, I used to work in Madrid. Ah, antes trabajaba en Madrid. I used to work in Madrid. You're not communicating, you're not trying to communicate this kind of habit that you had. You're trying to communicate that once you used to do this, and now you don't. What do you think it would be for we used to work in Madrid? What would that be? We used to work in Madrid. Antes trabajábamos en Madrid. Antes trabajábamos en Madrid. So, antes with the aba for used to. If the verb doesn't end in AR, then instead of aba, it's ia, ia. Okay, I-A. So let's take comer is to eat. So I used to eat, or the imperfect eat is comía, comía, comía. I used to eat meat. Comía. Antes comía carne, for example. Let's take another example of a verb that's not AR. So remember, AR, like jugar and trabajar, it's aba, aba, jugaba, trabajaba. But if it's not AR, it ends in ia, I-A. That's our ending. So if we take an IR verb, salir, salir, to go out, salir. How would we change that salir into the kind of aba equivalent? Salía, salía, salía. Okay, so how do you think you would say, I used to go out with Maria? I used to go out with Maria. What would that be? Antes salía con María. Antes salía con María. So going out as in dating somebody couldn't be considered a habit as such. It's more like a state of affairs, a state. I used to go out with Maria and now I don't. So in that case, we can't use solía. Okay, so salía, antes salía con Maria. And how would we say, I used to go out with Pablo, just for a bit of extra practice. I used to go out with Pablo. What would that be? Antes salía con Pablo. Antes salía con Pablo. Now, there is actually a way of using salir, to go out, with solía. So there is a way where going out can be something that is a habit. It wouldn't be in the way of, like, being with somebody, in that kind of going out with somebody, in a relationship with somebody. So how would it be? Well, if you were going to say, I used to go out every Saturday, then we're coming back to a kind of habit. This is what I tended to do. And in that case, we could actually say, we could use would. We could say, I would go out every Saturday. Or, when I was 18, I would go out every day. So there we could use solía, used to, for the habit. Solía salir todos los días. I used to go out every day. I would go out every day. But when we're using to go out as in to be in a relationship, that's not a habit. That's not something you tended to do. You could say that you went out with lots of different people, and that could be a habit. But when you're saying, I used to go out with Maria, you're just describing a state. So no solía for that. Let's take another not AR verb, so not an haba. Let's take tener, to have. Tener, to have. How would you say, I used to have? Antes tenía. Antes tenía. I used to have. And used to having something. I used to have something, but now I don't. Obviously, you can't think of that as a habit. So how would we say, I used to have a dog? I used to have a dog, and a dog is un perro. Un perro. So how would you say, I used to have a dog? Antes tenía un perro. Antes tenía un perro. I used to have a dog. How do you think you change the ia of this imperfect? Like salía, tenía, comía. How do we change that to we, do you think? And from what you've learned about the mos, you can probably guess. Salíamos, we used to go out. Teníamos, we used to have. Comíamos, we used to eat. How would you say, we used to have a dog? What would that be? Antes teníamos un perro. So we used to have a dog, but he died, for example. Antes teníamos un perro. So we started off with used to, using solía. And we learnt that that was used to when it was a tendency to do something. I tended to get up early every day. I used to get up early every day. I would get up early every day. And that is solía. We can use solía for that. Or solíamos. And we learnt that when it's not that kind of used to, when it's the used to, which is I used to do this and now I don't, I used to have something and now I don't, we can't use the solía. When it doesn't, when it can't be translated with would, then we have to use the imperfect, which are either haba if it's AR, or ia if it's not AR, so that means if it's IR or ER, and we need to make it clear with antes. So, antes jugaba al tenis. Antes salía con Pablo. I used to. And it's worth saying now that the solía can only be used with the habit type used to. But the imperfect that we've just learnt can actually be used with both. So you could say salía con María, or antes salía con María, I used to go out with María. And you can also use the imperfect instead of the solía. So you could say antes salía todos los días. I used to go out every day. I would go out every day. So, solía only with the habit type, and the imperfect, the ia and the haba, for both. Okay? And I have a very silly little image that may help you, it may not as well. Okay, but just a way to remember that when it's not the kind of habit type would, the would one, the I would get up every day, when it's not that, then it's the imperfect, the one that ends in ia or aba. And it's this very silly little thing. And it's so no would, so that means if there's no would, and I've used the a different type of would just to get a visual image. So so cross out, there is no would. So no would equals ear, as in your ear, and ABBA, the pop group ABBA. So as I said, it's very silly, but it's for a lot of you, perhaps visual learners, you'll be able to remember that. And if ever you're unsure, you'll know that if you can't use would for it, i.e., it's not a habit, then it must equals it must be either ear or ABBA. But obviously, ear or ABBA if we're pronouncing it in Spanish. Okay, and that's all we have time for today. As mentioned before, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.